Reading today from Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. The inspired word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Okay, as it's been brought up already, I have continuing on with the being deeply rooted, branching out, and bearing fruit. So we have our tree back here. There was a windstorm of some sort, and the branches fell off, and I tried to repair the tree this morning, but it didn't work. But we've been talking about that, and I want to look at the scripture that was read earlier by Kim and put that into some context and kind of tie it together with what we just heard from what Mindy said. The book of Galatians, where the text is from today, was written by Paul. It's a letter to the churches in the area of Galatia, and it was a place where he visited on his first missionary trip. When he wrote this, it was about 15 years after Jesus had died and was buried and resurrected and then went back to heaven. So if you can think about it helped me to think in context of what happens over a span of 15 years. And if we think back 15 years ago, we were in 2001. We were just barely outside of when the attacks on the World Trade Center had occurred. And if you think of everything that's happened in our world and all the things that we've had to process in this past 15 years, we can kind of use that as a correlation for what the early church had been doing. And they'd been processing because Jesus came along and changed everything. Jesus was a Jew, and Jesus followed Jewish law, and then he taught people to live by faith, and that they weren't saved by the law, but they were saved by faith. And so as we think about them, we need to remember that they were really processing a lot of difficult stuff, a new thing that Jesus had come to proclaim. So that's really where we get to. Specifically, there were groups of people who said, if you are a convert to Jesus Christ, you still need to be a Jew. You still need to follow all of the laws. And if you don't follow the laws, then you're not being a good Christian, because Christians are Jews too. They were growing out of the Jewish faith. And then there was another group of people that said, no, you need to live by faith and you don't need to follow the law. And so there was this conflict. And Paul had come along on his first journey just shortly after he was converted on the road to Damascus. And he said to the churches in Galatia, here, I want to tell you the good news of Jesus Christ. I want to teach you about living by faith and living by the Spirit, following what the Holy Spirit tells you to do, having fruits of the Spirit, like Gail talked about, that joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. And I want you guys to live like that instead of living in the way that says you have to do all of these little things. Well, then he left and went on to some other cities, and someone else came along and said, you guys need to be circumcised, you need to follow the law, and all of that. And so then Paul heard about that, and Paul's like, wrote the letter and said, no, you don't need to do all that. So he spent most of Galatians, most of that book, is refuting the idea that they have to follow the law. And then eventually we get down to what Kim read, and she said, don't be deceived. God isn't mocked, for what you will reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So in other words, I think Paul was saying, Galatians, hello, you can't make a fool out of God. You can't trick God. Whatever it is that you are planting is what you're going to produce. So if you think you can produce a life of faith by planting the law and following the law, that's not going to happen. If you think you can produce faith without sowing in the Spirit, It's not going to happen. It's not by the works that you do following the law. It's about living according to what the Holy Spirit has put inside you. So what's that have to do with us? Because we're not struggling with following the Jewish law. But we are struggling with what role faith has and what role law has. So our law isn't Jewish law, but we have laws, whether they're laws that I've come up with or a law you've come up with, a law that your parents have come up with, or the church, or our culture. We all are listening to laws. We are all doing things that we ought to do, things that we should do. And that is our modern day law following. Okay, it's different than the Jewish law, but that's the way we follow law, because we say, I have to do this, I ought to do this, I need to do this, and we put our pressure on ourselves. And the church does this too. I mean, we say, you guys, we need you to serve, we expect you to serve, and then we say that, people hear it, and then they serve because they're supposed to. And essentially, that is still modern-day law following. That is us saying, we're going to do this because I think we're supposed to. And that's not following the Spirit, okay? When we're following the Spirit, that is when we're saying, I'm serving out of love for Jesus. I am serving out of love for other people. It's not doing it because we're supposed to. It's doing it because we want to. And so when we sow because we're supposed to, that makes yucky fruit. Okay? It's fruit that's rotted and yucky. Now, it might look okay on the outside, but it's not good on the inside. So let me give you an example. This past August, we had a wedding here. And I am sure the wedding was beautiful, and the people that were in the wedding were great. But I am not gifted as a wedding coordinator. Okay? So I was the person that was here. It fell to my plate. It was something that I should do. It was something that I ought to do. Somebody had to do it. And I didn't produce yummy fruit with that. My fruit was yucky, okay? On the outside, my fruit probably looked fine. I was hospitable. I smiled. I was kind. All of that. But on the inside, my fruit was yucky. You could ask Ryan or anyone else that I'm close to and happen to confide in. I was completely out of my element. Okay, it was yucky. I was annoyed by the whole experience. I felt out of my arena, and really, I felt compromised because I was not doing what I was supposed to be doing. I was not doing what I was gifted to do. I was serving because I needed to or I should. I wasn't serving out of joy and love the way that God made me to serve. That was not my gift. And so in that experience, I had yucky fruit. None of us want yucky fruit, right? We all want good fruit. We want to produce things that are good and holy and joyful with peace and patience, kindness, goodness, all of those things. That's what we want to produce. But if we are not serving the way God made us to serve, we are going to make yucky fruit. So how do we get good fruit? We need to say, God, how do you want me to serve? God, how did you make me to serve? Think about how you're actually serving. And let me suggest that it could be the way that you're serving is not the way you were made to serve. It's not the way you're gifted. Maybe you're not gifted to do PowerPoint. You know, maybe it's not PowerPoint fruit that you're supposed to produce. Maybe it's Sunday school teacher fruit. Or maybe you're not supposed to do Sunday school teacher fruit. You're supposed to do, like, drive the bus fruit. Or balance the checkbook fruit. Or serve at shared blessings fruit. I don't know. Maybe you just need to have some fruit out in the community, and you need to be, like, go visit at the nursing home fruit. Or pay attention to your family fruit. I don't know, but this is what I know, and I am convinced of, that without exception, God has gifted every believer with gifts that will produce fruit that are not yucky, but that are good. So as I'm finishing up, I want to say this. If you aren't finding joy in the way that you're serving. So if you don't have that fruit of the spirit when you're serving, and assuming that you are taking care of yourself, you know, because it's hard to have joy when you're exhausted and just generally not taking care of yourself. But let's say you're taking care of yourself and you're still not finding joy in the way you're serving. I'm going to suggest that there's two reasons. One of two reasons. One could be that you have lost your rootedness, that you are no longer rooted the way that you should be. And the other is that you're not serving the way you were created to serve. So if you have lost your rootedness, then you need to reconnect with God. Please do that. And if you need help doing that, see me or see Pastor Jenny or your gig leader. And we are equipped to be able to help you, and it is our privilege and responsibility to help you reconnect with God. And on behalf of Jesus, I can say that God is always there waiting and is excited to reconnect with you. So let's say that you are connected and you're serving and you're still not having joy. If you are serving where you are not gifted, stop. Okay? Stop. I have to tell you that as a church leader, saying something like this, saying, if you're not gifted where you're serving, stop serving, is exciting. And it's terrifying, because what if everybody quits? You know, so I thought, wow, what if everybody quits? Because they say, she said to stop if I wasn't having joy. Well, I did talk to Jenny about this before. I said, I think God is telling me to say this. And she agreed. So logistically, we may need a little lead time to work through the logistics of finding replacements for people, but we are excited to take on this challenge. We are excited to help people find a place to serve that gives you joy, that is where you can bear fruit out of the way that God has created you. You know, when we have our vision statement says deeply rooted, branching out, and bearing fruit, we never envisioned that what that meant is we'd have people serving in ways that they weren't made to serve, okay? What we envision is that we are here as a whole group of people. I actually, when I wrote this sermon, I had tears in my eyes when I got to this part. Just imagining what this would be like, that we could have a people who, where we're all rooted, we all love Jesus, and we're guided by the Holy Spirit. We're using our gifts that have been given to us by our Creator to serve each other, our brothers and sisters. And we're all doing it. We're all in this together, serving each other the way we're made to, out of love for Jesus Christ. And then together, we take that to the community for the transformation of the world. That is what we were envisioning when we were saying our people will be deeply rooted, branching out, and bearing fruit. That's what we were saying. So if you're serving because you should and not because you want to out of response of the amazing love of God, stop doing it. You can't trick God. God knows what's inside. God knows how you were made and the gifts that you've been given. Serve out of love. Let's pray. God, you have given us so much grace, so much love. In this quiet moment here, allow us to listen for your voice. Are we deeply rooted? Are we producing yucky fruit? How is it that you made us to serve? How do you want us to serve? Holy Spirit, guide us and guard us as we seek you. Give us the courage to make changes as you prompt us to change. And both individually and together, give us the grace to be truly deeply rooted, branching out, and bearing fruit. Amen.